In the aftermath of the Florida shooting, we've talked a lot about gun control. It's a debate that's raging in the US and, of course, around the world, in politics, in living rooms, and on social media. But there's some unusual hashtag activity going on. Here to explain more is Peter Marks. He's the software developer for GovHack Media Chief. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, PK. Good to talk to you.
So hundreds of posts appeared on social media in the wake of the Florida shooting, appearing to call for gun control in the US. That doesn't sound unusual. What's the concern?
Well, it sounds like a good thing, but it turns out that many of the accounts on Twitter that were tweeting were amongst those suspected of being linked to Russia. So they were promoting hashtags, including gun control now and gun reform now, which are clearly designed to go viral. And it seems like, as with the strategy during the 2016 election, the objective of these bots is not, you know, particularly to express a real view, but basically to increase division in US society. Other tactics include Facebook users who are sometimes stolen from real accounts, or they're created to look like people who are from the grassroots of society. There are also YouTube channels and, of course, Twitter. And this investigation, the Mueller investigation, is still unfolding. And, of course, the social media platforms have been criticised because they really haven't acted quickly enough. They're motivated to pump up the number of users they have, so they haven't been too quick to actually point out that a lot of the users are actually fake or bots.
So their motivation is knowing that this issue is divisive to create division in the US.
Yeah, they seem to basically, it does seem that it is Russian-backed, and Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who charged 13 Russian citizens just last week, is saying that, you know, these are backed by Russia. Now, it seems that the motivation is to undermine faith in democracy and create division in US society. And you have to say it's been pretty successful so far. Now, so far, the Russians have denied it. Dmitry Peskov, who's a spokesman for Vladimir Putin, has basically scoffed at the whole thing and says, no, it's all rubbish. Don't worry about it. You know, it's just part of your social media. But some of the people who have worked as, and we call them trolls, people who basically stir up social media platforms, some of the people who actually worked there as professional trolls have come forward, and they did work at a thing called the rather bland Internet Research Agency. And they've said, they've explained how they created or stole identities. They've generated meme style ads, you know, these single images with just a slogan on the top of it. A lot of these people are in their 20s, they're quite young, and they were hired purely because they have excellent English. And a lot of them have been complaining, saying that they found the work rather tedious. They often had to work right through the night. And there's even been creating content, including fake videos of a so-called sex tape featuring Obama and Hillary Clinton, would you believe?
No, I can't believe. So they created a fake video?
They actually hired actors, apparently. Now,
really?
Yeah. Now, that video, apparently, I haven't seen it, but I believe it is obviously a fake. But technology is evolving in rather alarming ways. And there is a technology called deepfakes, which has been used in the last few months. And what it does is it takes pictures of a celebrity. Now, you do actually need a lot of pictures of the person, and it morphs it over the face of someone in a porn video. So it's kind of like a Snapchat face swap effect, but it actually works with video and with movement, and it's getting increasingly convincing. You know, they haven't been too good, and there was a Reddit subpage that was full of them. That's been taken down. The legal standing of this, if somebody's putting up a sex tape of you and it's not really you, well, is that legally a problem? But just today, a video came out with Trump's face put over Alec Baldwin, the actor, doing a Trump impression. And I don't know if you've seen it. It's actually quite convincing.
And yet, what can anyone do about this? Because you say, well, there's all this ambiguity. Do laws have to be tightened up? Do these social media platforms need to be taking more action? Because, yeah, okay, they're fakes, but the fact is people don't know they're fakes, and this is the problem.
That's right. And of course, it's not a new problem. For years, we've had photoshopped, faked images, you know, things like, I think it was Iranian missile launches with lots of extra missiles added in. And often they can be picked up by observing, you know, carefully the noise in the image. We've also had unfairly edited audio in many cases. I think we need some way of digitally signing significant images, images which are being taken as evidence, because, you know, increasingly no longer can you believe what you see. And that includes video now. But I guess probably the answer in the end is to get your news from a trusted source, and that's more important than ever.
Yeah, no, I think that is the logical response. But in the absence of the fact that particularly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like, you know, younger audiences who don't necessarily have those allegiances to those sources do move to these sorts of platforms and, you know,
yeah,
trust them. I mean, I've even been tricked just for a couple of minutes, never lasts for long, but even that where you think something is real and then you find out it's not.
Well, I think you need to be skeptical when reading. You know, it's very easy when you're flipping through your Facebook news feed to see some headline and just say, oh, okay, that's a fact, or, you know, I've seen that headline. And I think what we need to do is look at the sources. Now, Facebook is acting. They have changed their news feed algorithm just in the past few weeks. And you probably have noticed that that you're now seeing more news from friends and family rather than from, you know, sponsored pages and news sources. Zuckerberg initially scoffed at this whole thing after the election, but he has now come back and they do see it as being serious. And they're talking about various approaches, including getting users to actually vote on what they think is a trusted source, because who's to say what a trusted source is today? It's a very difficult problem, and I think it's a problem of our age.
So how can we tell real video from deepfakes? I mean, given, you know, if they're not going to fix it yet, or they're going to just keep talking about fixing it as consumers?
It's very difficult, and I guess if it's too, you know, it's too crazy to believe, then don't believe it. The technologies actually use artificial intelligence, and I know that some Google technologies, including TensorFlow, have been used. There are toolkits now for making these videos. I think it's very difficult, and of course the obvious one, and we've seen many examples where people have taken Barack Obama giving a speech, and they've animated his mouth to actually have him saying other things. So it's a real problem. I don't know what you can do, except make sure that there are references about where the video came from and try to get as close to the source as possible.
Peter, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Peter Marks is a software developer and GovHack media chief.